Destination Cape Breton is continuing their efforts to reopen the Port Hastings Visitor Information Center. Run by the province of Nova Scotia, it was announced the center would be shut down this year amidst a flurry of provincial budget cuts to arts, culture, and heritage programs across Nova Scotia. For decades, the Port Hastings VIC was the first point of contact for tourists arriving on Cape Breton Island by way of driving over the Canso Causeway. When news of the center's closure hit, Destination Cape Breton appealed for the center to reopen, but the province upheld its closure. However, in May, Destination Cape Breton began presenting a plan to reopen the center with support from Cape Breton's municipal governments and the province. The tourism marketing agency made presentations to the island's five municipal councils, asking for $12,500 to manage the center themselves for a one-year pilot project. They also plan to ask for $50,000 from the province. Now Destination Cape Breton CEO Terry Smith is speaking about where they are in that process.
Well, we have secured the support of the five municipalities on the island. And of course, Destination Cape Breton also has plans to invest in the project. But we're still waiting for a response back from the province. So we can't move forward without their approval because they own the building and the land that it's on.
Smith had hoped to reopen the center this summer and spoke about how likely that could be.
Yeah, we're still open to, you know, salvaging whatever we can of the season to have it operating. And, you know, we understand that sometimes things take a little bit of time to get through approvals with government. We had hoped to be open by now, but even if we could get it open in the next few weeks, that would be great. And so, you know, we're patient and we're still hopeful that we will get the approval.
Smith says if they can't reopen the center this year, they haven't decided if they will look to reopen it next year. He adds they should have heard back from the province by now. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.